It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The holidays begin here at the Disneyland Resort.
Splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 216 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This week, what we're going to do is bring you a holiday blast from the past. One more holiday show, I think, before the end of the year. And what we're going to do is bring you, first off, the Disneyland Holiday Show from 1966. After that, we're going to listen to the Epcot Holiday Splendor Show from 1987. Both are really, really cool look back and kind of something that we're going to be looking at further as we go along with the show, kind of the way things in the past have brought about things in the future. Before we start, though, the Disney Nerds Podcast, myself, all our co-hosts, just want to wish you and your families the very best and happiest of holidays, and we'll see you in the new year. Now on with the show.
Holiday time at Disneyland. And now your host, Walt Disney.
Jing, 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 jing.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Bob!
Oh, Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody!
Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good times to you wherever you are. Good times!
Well, this is very unusual weather for Southern California. In fact, it's impossible. But since Disneyland is the Magic Kingdom, we thought we'd use some of that magic to create a traditional Christmas atmosphere.
Hello, Walt.
Well, hi, Santa. Is everything ready for our big Christmas parade?
Everything but the weather. Yeah. Personally, I feel right at home in this snow, but it's not so good for a parade.
Well, maybe you got something there.
Yeah.
Okay, Tinkerbell, turn it off. Now there, how's that, huh?
Much better, Walt.
Oh, sure, you can have our
autograph.
Sure, you first, Santa.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure you spell it right now, yeah? There, all right.
Who's that other guy?
Well, after all, it is your day, Santa, so make the most of it, you know. I got 365.
I see what you mean, Walt. Since I'm going to be in that parade, I'd better get ready.
Well, good. Santa, here's a little present from Walt to Santa Claus.
Oh, thank you very much. Just what I needed. Jingle bells, jingle bells, yeah. Go all the way.
I'll see you later, Santa. Well, during the Christmas holidays or any other season here at Disneyland, Main Street USA is the happiest, busiest Main Street in the world. There's always something going on.
Over 30 million people have jaywalked along Disneyland's Main Street on their way to the other land. People of all ages, creeds, and nationalities. Among them have been presidents, kings, queens, princes, rulers of nations from all over the world. There's Prime Minister Nehru of India. And here's Ike and Mamie Eisenhower with their granddaughter. That's Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. the king and queen of Nepal. This is former President Kubitschek of Brazil, and the Shah and Empress of Iran.
To Christmas and all of the other traditional holidays. But in between these dates, we create our own holidays and special events. Now, when a new addition to Disneyland is completed, we throw a big celebration with parades, brass bands, special entertainment, the whole works, including fireworks, and everyone is invited. And all of these festivities start on Main Street.
That's why, excuse me, Walt, but would you please tell these kids of mine that there is going to be a Christmas parade? They're driving me out of my... Well, you know how kids are, Christmas time.
I know. I have 5 grandchildren to answer to myself. Yes, there is going to be a Christmas parade.
Will Santa Claus be in it?
In person. And the parade of the toys and a lot of other things. But you've got a lot of time before it starts, so you go out and enjoy yourself. But be back here on Main Street and get yourself a nice seat on the curb so you won't miss anything. Huh?
Thanks, Walt. I'm going to be ready for a nice, comfortable curb in just a little while.
Come on, Pop, let's go.
All right.
Well, while we're waiting for parade time, let's turn back the calendar to some of the seasonal holidays and special events we've celebrated here at Disneyland. Now, last spring, we held our annual Easter parade. Naturally, the activities all started on nostalgic Main Street, USA.
Is a favorite thoroughfare for historic automobile clubs to parade their prized antiques. The gay Easter bonnets were not limited to ladies only. There were antique vehicles for the younger generation, too.
Oh,
at Disneyland is a field day for camera fans. Distributing candy Easter eggs is a catch-as-catch-can event. For those too young to catch a piece of candy, there's always a tasty thumb. An old-fashioned balloon ascension was the climax for the day. It's the same balloon that traveled around the world in 80 days. Before the countdown, there's a traditional christening and good luck ceremony. Everything is okay for takeoff. Sand is released. It's condition go. Festivities continue down below. The balloon drifts wherever the breezes carry it.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
Well, thanks, kids. Merry Christmas to you. Have fun. Well, the toys are going to start the parade down there by the castle. And it's getting near time, so you better hurry down there and get yourself a good spot on Main Street so you won't miss anything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt. Hope you enjoy it.
It's almost parade time.
Well, by this time, there are several thousand people on both sides of Main Street. But we've reserved a very special place for you, so you won't miss a thing. Well, that's my cue. I got to take my place in the parade. I'll see you later.
Set the theme of Christmas around the world for the next section of the parade. To help fulfill the spirit and purpose for which Disneyland was conceived, many organizations, clubs, and historical societies are welcomed here as Disneyland's guests. People from all over the world add to the pageantry and gaiety by keeping their traditions and customs alive as they enjoy themselves with their families. Where the first Christmas took place. Switzerland's Saint Nicholas and these robed figures date back many centuries. The traditional Yule log of medieval England and the carrying in of a festive board. Finland's old man Christmas with his elves. Norway's Santa Claus with his traditional pet goat. Yugoslavia says, Merry Christmas. Mexico on parade with their Christmas piñatas filled with candies and gifts. China. For these representatives of other lands to participate in these Christmas festivities. The three wise men who followed the star to Bethlehem.
The mountains of honey, la 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 la. Here's the season to be joyful.
ornaments signal the end of the parade and the beginning of the night festivities.
The candlelight procession now approaching down Disneyland's Main Street is composed of church and school choirs from all over Southern California. In just a few moments, the choirs will gather in front of the railway station at the town square.
Thank you. Winter Gardens Theater in Epcot Center at Walt Disney World, we proudly present Holiday Splendor. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carol Lawrence.
Hello and welcome. What a joy it is to be here right now at a time of year when the whole world stops to reflect upon the real meaning of peace and joy. Tonight, we're going to take a look at how this holiday season is celebrated all over the world, and I can't think of a more perfect setting than here at World Showcase. But first, I have two wonderful young friends I'd like you to meet with whom we're going to be sharing all this. This angel is Karen, and this is Bobby. Well, now that we're all acquainted, I know the perfect place to start our evening. Come on. It's a wonderful celebration, and the best word to describe it is tradition.
Tradition, tradition. Tradition, tradition.
Alexander the Great, the power of Syrian Greece controlled the Holy Land. The temple in Jerusalem was desecrated, and the authorities tried to force the Jews to worship pagan gods. But the family of Judah Maccabee led a revolt, and after only 3 years, recaptured Jerusalem and the temple. Now, there was only enough oil to light the perpetual lamp for one day, but a miracle occurred, and the lamp burned for 8 days and 8 nights. To commemorate that miracle, the Feast of Lights, or Hanukkah, has become a tradition. Each night for 8 nights, one candle is lighted on the menorah until all 8 burn brightly. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party and we'll all dance a horror. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and potkas to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they will shed their sweet light to remind us of days long ago. One for each night, they will shed their sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
Clap their hands as we go out with joy and shout with me.
Chinese Festival of Lanterns and celebrates the Chinese New Year's. Doesn't she dance beautifully? You know, you really don't have to be afraid of the dragon. It's just a Chinese tradition. Now, you've learned how to say Happy Hanukkah and Tang Lung. I have a new greeting for you. Happy Zagmuk!
Happy Zagmuk? What's that?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. You see, it's a celebration the ancient Sumerians had about 4,000 years ago in which they exchanged good wishes and gifts. And of course, you know about the Druids.
Fluids?
No, not fluids. Druids. You see, they believed if you burned a big Yule log, it would frighten away the evil spirits until the sun returned. And in some of their ceremonies, they used holly and mistletoe.
Hey, wait a minute. This is beginning to sound a lot like Christmas.
You're absolutely right, Bobby. A lot of what we celebrate comes from ancient pagan traditions, and some people don't understand what they're celebrating. But the real meaning of Christmas is a wonderful promise of great joy.
Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest.
Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth, peace and goodwill.
Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God, oh glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory, 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 glory to God.
That magnificent. That was absolutely wonderful. Oh. Switzerland and much further north. Let's go back in time to a Russian winter of long ago, in a land of ice and snow, and in the distance, the sound of sleigh bells. It's an old Russian tradition.
As good Charlie Delico Dobinsi, Atom Chari Skatvietya Ganya, Isbishu Yach Stobi Prozhlev Stretich, Isbishu Stobi Stretich, Chibia.
Sharp as low, and we are going on through the night.
I mean, children, I'm sorry, but I get carried away with all that Russian dancing. What I wanted to say was, would you like to hear a story?
Is it a Christmas story?
Well, of course it is. Why don't you sit down and I'll tell you about it. It begins in Austria, in a little church long ago. There was a young priest named Joseph who was writing the sermon for midnight mass when Franz the organist burst into the office and said, "Father, the organ is broken. I've tried to fix it all day long and it just won't work. And that means that we won't have any music for the Christmas Eve services." Well, the young priest was very disappointed, but he went on his usual round through the parish. And as he came to one house, Bobby, a baby was born. Well, it reminded him of the very first Christmas, so he composed a 4-stanza poem commemorating the birth of Christ. Now, when he got back to the church, he found Franz and said, "Here's a guitar and the words to a new song. If we can't have the old organ, at least we can have a new song." And Franz said, "Father, I am an organist. I only know 3 chords on a guitar." And he said, "Then write us a song with 3 chords. So Franz hummed and strummed, and soon he found a lovely melody. And just because that old organ wouldn't work, Joseph Moore and Franz Gruber combined their hearts and gave the world this song. Everybody sing. Silent Night is a tradition that comes to us all the way from Austria. But in our own country, we have traditional music, songs, and dances that can only happen right here in America. Watch, and you'll see what I mean.
Tell them about it. We'll have church tonight.
Ooh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Put your hands together. Come on, everybody. Go tell it on the mountain. Christ is born. Listen. Mary had a baby. 'Twas born on Christmas Day. And then the wise men came running just to see where Jesus lay. So go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go on, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Cindy, one by one, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. I'm gonna send thee two by two, two for the holy parents, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. I'm gonna send thee three by three, three for the traveling wise men, two for the holy parents, one for the little bitty baby.
Born
in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
Blessing you are.
Woo! Wasn't that great?
Oh, I tell you, Christmas is a time of great celebration, and in every country they have different customs and symbols. Why, there are trees, evergreens, stars, ornaments, angels, manger scenes, as well as lanterns and candles, all representing Jesus as the light of the world. Did you know that in every country there is a tradition of lights? Oh, yes. On Christmas Eve, people all over the world come bearing their traditions and gifts to that wondrous babe in the manger. They come bearing gifts to honor you from field and forest and town. With presents they fashion the treasures they bring to worship the newborn King.
From holy oceans across the seas,
from we come
to worship, to praise, to sing, and lift our hearts so strong with song. And now our presents bring. We bring our torches and lanterns aglow with candlelight softly shining,
just like the star that showed them the way.
A caravan ever winding.
Our sins may be different,
and also our speech. Our dress reflects many cultures and styles, but this is the same, the way we proclaim this child.
Venite adoramus, venite adoramus, venite adoramus.
Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
What's the matter, darling?
Carol, that was so pretty with all the lights and all the gifts. But what about a kid like me?
Well, what do you mean, Karen?
What do you do if you don't have anything to give? What can I give to the king? Give to the one who has everything.
Karen, it's so simple. All you have to do is give him a heart that's open and wide. Give him a life that's got nothing to hide. Give him a love that's tender and true, and he'll give it all back to you. Yes, he'll give it all back to you. So precious, aren't they? Thank you. We have one last tradition to share with you. In Greece, on Epiphany, it is the custom to release one white dove. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
With my brother in perfect harmony.
representing countries all over the world, our beautiful Chinese dancer, Nicole Ching-Kun, our marvelous gospel singer, Ryan Kelly, our delightful children, Karen and Bobby, our magnificent orchestra under the direction of Michael Marr, and our ever-perfect world dancers. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish you the happiest of holidays. We love you. God bless you and good night.
Like yours.